to the Zetas in 1961, the Barney and Betty Hill abduction case, in which they claimed they were abducted by extraterrestrials under hypnosis and that they claim came from the Zeta Reticuli star system. What can you tell us about that episode?
Here's the status on that. We have stated that this was a true report. They were not ourselves, the Zetas that are visiting Nancy, but a different species of Zeta, of which there are 127 different species, worlds, that within Zeta Reticuli that carried hominoids who were planted and genetically engineered as Homo sapien was. This was indeed a way of demonstrating to the public. We trusted Betty to deliver a very clear, concise message, which she did, not muddy it, and remember it true and be able to draw the picture. And through another of our contactees in Minnesota, a woman who understood star systems and recognized the Zeta Reticuli constellation, this became famous. It is, in fact, how we got the name Zeta. So indeed, this was a series of contactees willing to help in the awakening process, and more were involved than just these two women in this awakening scenario. End of Zeta talk. Ah, so they had support. Perhaps the doctor doing hypnosis, perhaps he was a contactee too. You know, you'd be surprised how many people are.
What do you look like, Zetas?
Okay, this is the Zetas again. We have very thin bodies in terms of what you're used to, your pudgy, soft skin. We, in fact, don't appear to breathe, but that's because our lungs act like bellows, one filling while the other empties. Have no longer require food, having genetically engineered ourselves to be able to absorb nutrients in our spas, and this has nothing to do with cutting up bodies and creating vats. We obviously create our nutrients in the laboratory and soak in clear water. And we have huge eyes because our suns were dim. In fact, our worlds go around stars, dim stars, that you don't even see, you don't even account for in the Zeta Reticuli constellation. Those are the bright stars. So our eyes are huge, like your night vision animals. We have great strength in our bone structure, which is heavier than yours, because most of our worlds had heavier gravity, and therefore, as Nancy will report, she has seen us bound up 15 feet with just a little flick of our ankles as though we were skipping rope. And we have our thumbs are more embedded into the palms, so that some people think we have no thumbs, but we do. Very hard fingernails and also thicker skin. We appear gray in color to you, but only because your eyes cannot deal with the color. We see more colors than you do, and actually Homo sapiens has a limited color vision. And end of Zeta talk on that.
Describe your craft for us.
Here's the Zetas. We have a number of craft. Our motherships are monstrous, and are hover overhead where you cannot view them because we bend light rays around them, so you think you're seeing the cloud on the other side of the mothership, or we hide within clouds. We have a series of smaller craft. Some are operational to carry perhaps 30 of ourselves or humans. And these are the type of craft where if we are picking people up to meet, and we do act as a coordinator among contactees, they'll be meeting on this craft, and there may be 20 or a dozen contactees in the center of this craft. Generally, the center room is open for activities. And we also have a small shuttles, which are indeed just, to get two or three people or aliens, or Zetas ourselves from one spot to another, perhaps pick up a contactee and bring them to a spot in an open meadow for a larger meeting. And then we have various utility ships, which can pick up heavy objects on Earth and move them, or put them into fourth density so that they seem to disappear and move them to another part of your solar system or the universe. We indeed are setting up housekeeping around your solar system and on Earth in fourth density where you can't see us, or when shielded, you know, by a camouflage of some sort, where you think you're looking at the desert, but in fact we have a city there, because we are getting ready for the coming times when good-hearted people are being saved, because they are going to be the future residents of the Earth, and protected from the pole shift.